Chartist Uprising. In an essay in BBC History magazine in March, to accompany Radio 4's series British Socialism, The Grand Tour, historian John Lerent charts the formation of the Labour Party and its roots in 19th working class movements including Chartism. In the article, Lerent gets a few things wrong. This includes his claim that Chartism, the world's first working class movement, which demanded votes for all men over 21, and working class political representation, was purely interested in incorporation into the political order, rather than destruction of that order, and that Marx and Engels misread Chartism. Maybe he's never heard of the Chartist Rising in Newport in 1839, one of Britain's last large-scale armed rebellions against the political order. 7,500 Chartists and workers marched on the city. Among their intentions was to seize power in Newport, Cardiff, Abergavenny and Brecon, declare a Silurian Workers' Republic, and appeal for support from workers in England and Scotland. Workers' militias had been formed and drilled under the bosses' noses. A rough economic program was discussed, including taking over the mines, ironworks and banks. And preparations were also made in London, Yorkshire, Lancashire, Newcastle, Birmingham, the West Country and Dundee, anticipating joining the insurrection. Unfortunately, the rising ended in bloody failure after the marchers lost the element of surprise, and found troops waiting for them at the Westgate Hotel. But the event shows that, although there were some in the Chartist movement who wanted incorporation, the rank and file wanted to go much further. Frank Allen, Lawton.